just had an album launch for it Wednesday, last week Wednesday, and it was very, you know, good. The reception I see, it was very good. So, and, you know, we're here recording, and we're not doing any more albums right now. We're just doing some more videos so that people can see and put a face to the songs, you know what I mean? So we're just working, and we're still working, and no matter what they say, they can't hear from Turbulence, they can't listen from Turbulence, they can't listen from Turbulence. We're still here working because we're doing his Imperial Majesty work, and we have to just make it manifest, you know what I mean?
And as you say, you're just working on some singles in terms of videos and things. How many albums have you recorded to date?
You know, like I said earlier, it's like 29 albums, you know, for a young youth like me, you know. And this is a Churchill album. It's called, it's in the title, The Journey. You know, so England people could go cap that album because it's bad, you know.
So this album will be available via the iTunes and the likes of the internet as well as in your CD stores.
This album will be available via iTunes. The album is, I kept a pre-release album launch on Wednesday at the weekend in Jamaica, and it was very wonderful. All of my artist friends them come through. You know, most majority, like 60 or 70% of the artist fraternity came out and supported my album launch. So we give thanks to that. And it was a wonderful, you know, occasion. So that's it.
And how much input did you get to have on this album in terms of the choice of the tracks, you know, the choice of producers that you chose to have on your album?
How much tracks did I put on the album?
Yeah.
That's what you're saying?
Yeah.
Well, I have 14 hardcore tracks, you know, it's like 60% one drop and like 20% alternative and like another 20%, you know, mixture of jazz and a little hip hop. You know, with a little dancehall flavor. So it's a very wonderful album to listen. It's entitled The Journey. So, you know, it's a journey. You know, from your born to throughout your growth and throughout manhood, it's a journey. So, you know, it's an inspiration for that album.
And any singles, particular singles that you're very excited about in terms of a single that you say for the fans to listen out for, definitely, you know, every album, I know an artist has their favorite song on the album. Sometimes it's not the public favorite, but it's their favorite song. They probably, because of a personal experience that, you know, inspired them during that time of recording the album. You have any other personal favorites on the album that we should look out for?
Well, I have a song. It's called Stand Up. You know, it's a public relations song. It's a song that speaks about they're not treating us right, you know, they're not doing us good. And we have another album called Miracle that I entitled for my offspring. I'll be the father of them, I'll be the mother of them. Can relate to this song. You know, it's called Miracle, and it's a very, very, very nice song, very authentic music for the people that kind of attached to that song because, you know, it's a personal song and it's a song of feeling, so, and song of meaning. So it's a real song, so people look out for Miracle on the album. We have a whole, you know, it's a Turbulence is the girl in Bobo. They don't know, we have one and few songs on the album for the girls, you know, so especially. It's a nice album.
When you talk about the UK, you know, most of the women, as a matter of fact, every woman in the UK that hears Turbulence voice instantly falls in love with it, you know, all these songs that you do for the ladies, you know. What would you say is really Turbulence character in terms of the type of music you come out? What is really your personality in your music coming out?
I don't know. One character is his own destiny, so you know, I try to keep a cool and a calm character, you know what I mean? That's the way to describe myself. That's the adjective about myself, you know what I mean? You don't know. I'm for the ladies, so I'm gonna always sing love songs, and you know, love woman, bad, like, you know, it's like I'm polygamous, you know. So you know, I'm a love woman, so never sing like a woman song, not you who like it or not, you know.
And just so the people that have been following, because a lot of people have been asking, you know, I've been listening to Turbulence for so long. How long have you been recording and actually been in the business, the music business per se?
Well, I've been in the business for like professionally, like say 15 year, I think 15 year, 14 year, because I hooked up with Mr. Philip Patrick Burrell, Exterminator Family, you know, the big producer who brought it, Cesar Kalanzi, Luciana, Cockatoo, Derek Aman, Michael General, Chelsea Deck, Prince Malachi, all those wonderful artists. I had a raw talent and just nurtured the talent, and you know, I went to his studio like every Tuesday and every Thursday and tried to get it right, and here I am today, big interview on your radio.
So do you ever see yourself being a producer and finding like new talent and nurturing talent, like how your talent was like, nurtured?
To tell the truth, I am a producer, you know. I produce my own song, I have my own family, I have my own production team. It's called Higher Trad. You know, I have a lot of artists that I'm bringing out to the people, to the forefront, to the public eye. I have Natty Paul out here, you know. I have Sonny Terrible. You know, we have all host of artists. We have songs producing, smashing up Jamaica right now. You know, we have Life. You don't know, so it's wonderful. I am a producer and I'm a production manager too. So you don't see it. I'm trying all the area for the music. So you don't see it. It's still a work, you know.
And how do you find like being a producer compared to being an artist so much different? What is the different challenges?
Well, being an artist is very harder than being a producer because, you know, artist is a thing that's like a role model. You know, and it's like you have to watch what you're saying when you're singing a song, because even if you think that it's not an influence, music is very influential to the youth. So they listen to us and they copy off us. So it's very hard being a producer. Now you can sit back and just produce a song, and nobody not know where you go. Who produces bad song or who produces good song? You know what I mean? So it's being an artist is my responsibility, because Emmanuel said, with great strength comes responsibility. So you don't see the current. We have to just do that. You know what I mean?
Okay. And for those people that be looking for Turbulence online, in terms of the networking sites, the MySpace, the Facebooks, how can they find Turbulence and know about any tours, any new updates in terms of your musical career?
Well, you know, we just found a new management team, you know. We have numbers for them, and we have a new email address, you know. www.turbulencefuture.com/IronTrod, you know. So it's happening, and this is a new and refined Turbulence. It's not like the old Turbulence where, you know, we just sing some songs and we have a rare. It's still a big time now for our music, and it's like a seed growing, started by the rivers of water. So it's okay.
Alright, gonna say a special big up to yourself, Turbulence, and we'll be very, very, as a matter of fact, as soon as this album has been like officially released, we definitely be contacting you to give the album a bit of a push via the internet and via, you know, in-store sales, you understand. Just so the people in that lockdown, you wanna give them a bit of snippet of any song you're promoting right now? Just sing a little song for the girls, because right now I'm telling you, I'm sure it's well over 100,000 girls locked down right now. They're in the chat room typing up your questions, you know.
Never think on the entire thing, the girl on the album. I broke your heart, girl, and I made you cry. Let me make it right. Come over, let me make it right. I said something, girl, that I really don't mean. Come on, let me make it right. Let me make it right. Girl, I'm sorry. I wonder if I think I'm never thinking of you about this. Every first time I saw her face, I cried. I couldn't believe my eyes when your mom gave birth. To you, my child, my smile was brighter than the sun. America, let's come. We have a whole little song, man. You know, sir. Every start thing right now, we can't even.
You can't finish.
Yeah, finish. I don't know the whole program we have done without starting. You know what I mean?
So, Turbulence, we're looking forward to seeing you come over to Europe side when you start promoting this album and these singles. And we're going to say a special big up, you know, and just keep on putting out the positive music. The people them love it, the ladies them will never ever ever leave your side. No? And what we'll
realize. And I must say give thanks to the eye for reading me, thinking of Turbulence in his meditation. So we give thanks to you, we give thanks to all the media houses, we give thanks for the internet, the Facebook, the iTunes, the YouTube, everything, where the modern thing, you know. We give thanks to the fans, we give thanks to my mother, my parents, we give thanks to the surroundings, give thanks to the experience. Give thanks to everything in the life itself and His Imperial Majesty. And I hope my people go and listen to authentic music, and Turbulence will always be there once he's alive and well. I will burn the fire straight. Blessed is the man when I'm child that walking up in the council of the ungodly and standing in the ways of sinner. Holy man who lies last year.
Bless up. All right, Turby.